Welcome everyone. It is my great pleasure to invite you to this last of our online japa sessions. We are focusing today on a very important summary of all what we have learned. It is important that when we come to and take part in a seminar, a retreat, or a series of classes, that we always see what is my takeaway from all of this. What can I do now after I have listened to these hopefully inspiring new insights to bring more life, more focus to my chanting. Because let us not forget, it is the chanting of the Lord's holy name which yields all the benefits of the Vaishnava practice to us. It is by the chanting that we will understand who we really are, what is our identity. It is by the chanting that we will understand who is the Lord. And it is also by chanting that we will understand our unique and very specific relationship to Krishna. Like always, I would like to start to chant with you one shloka of Rupa Goswami's wonderful glorifications of Krishna's holy name. We are chanting today verse 6. It should appear in your comments, so I request you to chant along with me. I will one time chant alone so that we get the idea what is the Shardula Vikriditam meter. This meter alone denotes a tiger's play. Vacham vachakam ityudeti bhavato nama svarupa dvayam. Vacham vachakam ityudeti bhavato nama svarupa dvayam. Purvasmat parameva hanta karunam tatrapi jani mahe. Yastasmin vihita padada nivaha prani samantat bhavet asyenedam upasya sopihi sada nandam budo machati. This is how a tiger plays and walks. This is the meter. So here's the translation. Please listen attentively. O Harinam, O Krishna, you have two manifestations. Vachya, that is the supreme person denoted by the holy name, and Vachaka, the sound vibration itself. No? There are two manifestations. There's the sound and there's Krishna. Between these two, we, your devotees, understand that the latter is more merciful than the former, since even an entity who has committed hosts of offenses in relation to the former becomes free from such offenses by serving the latter through his mouth. Such an entity thereby dives in an ocean of eternal joy. So what it is said here in simple words is that we have Krishna in his form, the Swarupa, like a deity, or like his eternal spiritual form in Goloka Vrindavan. And then we have Krishna in the form of his sound vibration. Two Krishnas. Of the two, Krishna in the form of the sound vibration is much more merciful than the form who is the Swarupa, who engaged in just in his pastimes in the eternal spiritual world, or who's worshipped on the altar. In the commentary of Baladev Vidya Bhushan, there is a verse from the Hari Bhakti Vilas which sheds light on this. The Lord himself says, Without a doubt, I forgive 10 million offenses of anyone who chants and glorifies my names in this world with due face. So, yes, where is Krishna? Requires a high standard from all of his devotees. The complete surrender, for instance. The holy name forgives all mistakes and accepts anyone who chants it. To approach God is not so easy. You need to be first class. You need to have overcome so many obstacles like attachments or anarthas, you know, habits which do not go well with your spiritual advancement together. But as the holy name, the Lord is willing to overlook all these, even 10 million offenses, it says here. That's a lot. I mean, whoa! If one just sincerely tries to chant the holy name. And it is about this where our online course is, sincerely trying. This is so much on my heart that I feel the great desire to share this with you. See, someone who sincerely tries, he will have to become a little bit introspective and understand where are the things in my life that I should let go. The moment you become sincere, you are willing to look at the real situation and you are willing to let go of the things that stand in the way, in your way of reaching your perfection. Therefore, I would like today ask you a question. By what values do you operate? The materialist values a strong personality based on the ego mentality. A devotee values a humble servant mentality, which is based on purity of the heart. The spiritual value is purity. It is not ego. The materialist values wealth and power, but the devotee values detachment from the material things and engaging what he has in Krishna's service. The materialist values the ability to take firm control over his life, whereas the spiritually mature person wants to develop a faith, a natural faith in Krishna that allows him or her to surrender to his plans and arrangements. Huh? Not taking control, but giving the control into Krishna's hands. The materialist values developing his own personality. He has a lot of self-improvement coaching. But the spiritualist, the devotee, develops one's awareness and love of Krishna. He values to develop these things. Oh yes, I want to become more aware and more loving to Krishna. I don't want to be so I and me centered. I want to be Krishna centered. This is the whole idea of chanting the holy name. You want to exit the little world of I, me and mine and enter the much bigger world of Krishna's desires. And you want to surrender. You want to have a faith in this. Someone who chants with this mood, he can really be there. But in a materialistic culture where power, wealth, strong control, and all these things are valued, it is sometimes not so easy for us to find the switch and take part in the spiritual cultivation of Krishna consciousness while we do japa. I always say, when you sit down to do japa or sing kirtan, your shadow comes with you. That is your entire life. Everything you think, everything you do, and everything that you say leaves an impression. And as you sit down to chant the holy name, all these impressions come with you. And if you are not very clear in the very beginning that this is now my time with Krishna, it is no longer appropriate to stay in my daily thoughts, my daily concerns, where I arrange my life as good as I can. If you are becoming aware that this is now something else, ooh, your japa has that quality which immediately opens a space where you can meet Krishna. In the Katha Upanishad, there is a verse, "The wise know of eternal bliss. Therefore, they don't look for the immutable," that is, that which doesn't change, "in ephemeral things, temporary things." A person who sits down for japa doesn't look for material things. He doesn't go by material values any longer. He switches, he turns around and he says, "My time with Krishna is best spent when I am now surrendering to him, praying to him, looking for the higher connection." When you chant japa, a miraculous meeting takes place. In the Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, we find one verse which is very, very well known also in the Upanishads. I found this verse in the Svetashvatara Upanishad, the Mukunda Upanishad. It's known in the Vedic teachings that yes, Krishna is not very far. God is very close. He's not a distant God. He is there together with you in the most intimate spot you have, your heart. There's a verse I would like to chant it to you. It's in the 11th canto, 11th chapter, text 6. Supanavito satisho sakayo yatrichayo kritanido shavrikshe. Vriksha means tree. Ekastayo kadati pipalanam anyo niranno pipale nabuyan. By chance, yadrichaya, it just came like this. Two birds have made a nest together in the same tree. The two birds are friends, and they are of a similar nature. One of them, however, is eating the fruits of the tree, trying to enjoy, whereas the other, who does not eat the fruits, is in a superior position due to his potency. So, it's an analogy, it's a metaphor. There are two friendly beings together in the same heart, the nest on the tree of life is the heart. There's a living entity who wants to enjoy what the tree has to offer, the tree of life. And there's the Lord who's in a superior, in a transcendent position by chanting Japa. The two are again coming together. That means that the living entity, you who chant, has to live by spiritual values, at least when you chant. You have to make the turn and enter into the surrendered mindset, the mindset where you are not in control, but where you are allowing the supreme potency of God to take you and carry you into the spiritual realm. Chanting, thus, is always a meeting. And I do remember reading this many, many years, what I want to share with you, many years ago. My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, once spoke about this. One can immediately enjoy the association of the Lord by the pure vibration of the sound representation of His holy name. And the concept of the Lord is immediately manifested before the pure devotee. So Prabhupada speaks about the close, the nearby God. He's just all-pervading as the Brahman, but He's so kind that He comes personally to be with you in your heart. And when you chant, you are immediately together with Him. A devotee, therefore, is not aloof from the Lord, even for a moment. The holy name of the Lord, as recommended in the Shastras, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, may therefore be constantly chanted by the devotee, aspiring to be constantly in touch with the Supreme Lord. One who is thus able to associate with the Lord is sure to be delivered from the darkness of the created world, which is a product of false ego. And Prabhupada ends his purpose by what I think is a motto for chanting, Tamasi Ma Jyotir Gamaha. From the darkness, go to the light. For a japa chanter, this is like a motto. From the darkness, which is born around the ego world, I, me, and mine, go to the light by the strength of the holy name. However, this can only happen if you learn to chant with absorption. It is the absorption of the mind with the sound vibration that brings the holy name into the heart. Being inattentive, absent-minded, distracted, brings maybe a little benefit. But the real benefit of which the scriptures speak when they say there is the friend in the heart who waits that you turn to him, or when you listen to Prabhupada who says chanting brings you in constant association, huh? That benefit can be had only if you learn to chant with absorption. Only then you can move forward in your most important project to go back home, back to Godhead. I would like to give you an example from an area where most of you, I think, are quite familiar: car driving. Imagine you are on the driver's seat. You put your foot on the acceleration. But the gears are not connected. And I have to look this up. The gears are on neutral. This is how you say it. And the clutch is not in the engine. But you put your gas pedal on the you put your foot on the gas pedal, you will make a very impressive sound. But because the gears are neutral and the clutch is disengaged, you only make a big sound. The car does not move forward. I believe in English language this is you rev up the car. I'm not so sure. It means the motor howls, but the car is not moving an inch forward. The similar thing happens when you chant. The mouth is engaged. The sound is very loud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But your heart is disengaged. You are not absorbed. Your consciousness is either arrested, that is, it just stays in a place, material consciousness, or just a neutral, and then you're not really moving forward, even though you may have chanted for 48 years, for 50 years, and so on. You need to bring your mind to the sound vibration. You need to bring, and here I can't tell so nicely, but in the car you need to somehow bring the things together, and then it can move and can bring you forward. This is such a crucial point. It is such an important point of the Japa Online course that I would like to bring this to your full attention and make your takeaway from this. There's a book, it is a compilation of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. It's called The Quest for Enlightenment. Beautiful title, The Search for Enlightenment. And there in the 8th chapter, Srila Prabhupada gives really a step-by-step process how we can bring our chanting to the proper level. I would like to read this to you, and then I would like to make a practice out of it, which we will immediately practice, all of us here, in this Japa course. You can chant these holy names of the Lord. This deserves some good sound in the back. You can chant these holy names of the Lord anywhere and at any time. But it is best to set a specific time of the day apart to regularly chant. early morning hours are ideal. So we understand. We set aside a regular time. Do it always at the same time. The chanting can be done in two ways. Singing the mantra is called kirtan and is usually done in a group. And saying the mantra to oneself is called japa, which literally means to speak softly. Concentrate on hearing the sound of the holy names. As you chant, pronounce the names clearly and distinctly, addressing Krishna in a prayerful mood. When your mind wanders, bring it back to the sound of the Lord's names. Chanting is a prayer to Krishna that means, O energy of the Lord, Hari, O all-attractive Lord, Krishna, O supreme enjoyer, Rama, please engage me in your service. The more attentively and sincerely you chant these names of God, the more spiritual progress you will make. I always ask myself, what do I need to understand so that I can do the thing properly? When I trained to learn Gita, I just had this question. What are the things I need to understand so that I can play it? The same with violin. I asked, what do I need to understand to play the violin? And I am not shy to say that I learned these instruments in a very short time. I even know to type with 10 fingers. I had asked the question, what do I need to know to understand? It's mostly very few things. Then you go with these few things which you learn, and then everything will open to you. The world of guitar, the world of violin, the world of the keyboard where you type. Everything is a world by itself with many rules, but usually only a few essential principles are necessary. So today, at the end of our Japa in-depth online course, I want to ask this question. What do I need to understand to chant Japa so that this divine meeting takes place in the heart? From what we have just read, we have 4 points, and I would like to exercise with them today with you. But we have written this down for you. It could come in the comment section. It starts with setting a specific time of the day apart to regularly chant, a specific time of the day, and you regularly chant. Then, when it comes to the active, you know, what you do actively is, you pronounce the names very clearly and distinctly. I would like to do this now with you. Please take your bead bag, if you have one. We will chant now one round together. where we will apply all these three takeaways, and they will be placed in the comment section so that you can take them down, download them, and then practice. And you will see, by just doing these things, the world of excellent japa, where you have a divine meeting and you become blissful and unlimitedly knowledgeable, will open in contact with Krishna. So we will start by doing these things which we do on the physical level, sitting down and then distinctly pronouncing, clearly and distinctly pronouncing the holy name. We will do it all together. We will chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra together and then all together Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Pronounce clearly and distinctly Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Five more. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This practice can be still done on a neutral gear, with clutches disengaged. But now Prabhupada brings us to two more practices which connect our conscious awareness, unser bewusstes Gewahrwerden. German is much more precise than English often. And these are very important to be added. Yes, we first need to start with clear pronunciation, distinct pronunciation. We need to also sit in a posture that is allowing for that. But now comes the connecting part, and this will bring the chanting to the next level. This will take care that the engine moves the vehicle forward. I'm taking this from this quest for enlightenment. The next thing is concentrate. This means when the mind wanders, bring it back to the sound of the Lord's name. This is the perfect detachment from material things. The mind will go off point. It won't stay on the point. Ekagra is the Sanskrit word for a long time. But then detached to stay off point, that is with the material attachments, but bring it back to the sound. To be more precise, bring it back to the sound that vibrates in the heart. You remember in one of our sessions, we quoted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who taught that one should keep the vibration in the heart. So this is concentration, and this is also detachment. We will continue. Concentrate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Five more. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This was engaging the mind in a concentrated effort. When you make an effort, you have to put energy into it, but also enthusiasm, otherwise it's so dry. So now comes the last advice of Srila Prabhupada. It focuses on the heart. Enter a prayerful mood. Chanting is a prayer, he writes to Krishna. That means, O Hari, energy of the Lord, Radha, O all attractive Lord Krishna, O supreme and joya Rama, please engage me in your service. This idea to be engaged in Krishna's service means that we again enter the basis of all other rasas, the Dasya rasa. Krishna's servants serve Krishna, but also Krishna's friends. When he is tired, they serve him by singing for him and using palm leaves to fan fresh air. Krishna's parents, Yashoda, serve Krishna with many dishes, with their attention and care, and also on the highest rasa, Madhurya rasa. Everyone is a servant, so please engage me in your service. Means nothing less than please accept me back in our relationship, our very specific relationship. It's a prayer. It's a deep, deep mood in the heart. I was absent in this relationship. I forgot you entirely. I was wandering and roaming around in the world. From species to species, I searched. But now I found. Or is it maybe better to say you found me? So please now, let our relationship commence. This is the prayer. So let us enter into a prayerful mood. Not forget the pronunciation that has to be clear and distinctive. The orientation of the mind that has to be very focused. And finally, and not lastly, we will enter the prayerful mood. Continue, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. Continue to chant, please. Hear me, my Lord. Please accept me. Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Five more. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We will continue to chant now in our own speed, on our own, to complete this round. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much for joining us in this very nice effect. So once again, what do I need to know to chant in a deeply absorbed way so that the divine meeting can take place? First, it's good if you can set aside a regular time, best in the morning, but then for the practice, pronounce the mantra clearly and distinctively. Second, concentrate. That means don't be attached to the places where the mind moves as it wanders off. Practice some detachment from the world of illusion and go and bring it to the sound. Second, or third is, bring your heart there. It should be chanted in a prayerful mood. And then from there, the vast, let us say, world will open to you, where you will be able to see more and more clearly your true identity, separate from the body and mind, as an eternal, loving, blissful servant of the supremely beloved Lord and His Radharani. Yes, Prabhupada says, the more attentively and sincerely you chant these names of God, the more spiritual progress you will make. Fine. Now I have a lot to do, and we have still a lot to do. There are already many, many questions. Let me start with the greetings. And then we will also do the questions. Greetings to all participants from all over the world. In different yatras, devotees reported they come together and watch these online sessions together. I'm so grateful that I could serve you in this way. We also received during the week some very encouraging news. There are different groups all over the world who meet in their homes and who go through these timeless practices and principles of chanting together. And we are very happy to announce that very soon we will put on the online a training course so that you can have groups wherever you are and go with them systematically through some of the foundational and the more advanced practices of chanting. It will be a systematic guide which is worked out by a person who was nominated to be the best teacher in England. So he knows the pedagogic way of bringing a content to a person so that he can apply it and live with it. That will come very briefly. Here are a few names of yes, our Brahmatirtha Prabhu. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel you through the internet. Christian and Siamnam, who were there at every session. You completed it. Congratulations, so to say. Or we do more like this. You completed the course. Also, greetings to Manuram. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Jai Shri Radhe and Rukmini and all of you who have watched from Alachua, where the crocodiles or alligators are in the lakes. I saw with my own eyes. Fantastic. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So now let's quickly go to some questions. I had one from last time. Could you share a practical tip from Srila Prabhupada how to finish one's daily quota even when there is little time? I think this is very relevant to all of you, and I had time to research this a little, so I found something where Prabhupada says, when I was a householder, he said, householder means very busy or very lazy, most of the time very busy, I would chant 4 rounds before each meal and 4 rounds before retiring in the evening. In this way, 16 rounds could be chanted without difficulty. And then he laughed. If you don't take prasadam before chanting your 4 rounds, then you will be sure to get them chanted. Even as that was in his household at time before he had started the movement, 4 rounds before breakfast, 4 rounds before noon prasadam, 4 rounds before dinner, and 4 rounds before bedtime. That's very easy. And this is from Shruti Kirti, his personal servant, who remembers how dedicated Prabhupada was even when he was so busy to complete his quota of rounds. This is the entry. One day I was in his sitting room in New Dwaraka cleaning around his desk. He was sitting behind the desk chanting japa. As he pulled down a counter bead, he looked at me with a beautiful smile and he said humorously, there, I have finished my 16 rounds. Now I can do any damn thing I want. Of course, he didn't do damned things, but he said, I have now completed this. This is very, very important part of the day. It is done. He thought it was very important. So this is a tip, I think, for in practical matters. This 4444. Here is Radhika Ranjan Maharaj. Do you have any suggestions on growing a patient mood, waiting, so to say, in the doctor's waiting room whilst endeavoring to chant with absorption and attention? Yeah, very good question. A patient mood is not so easy to come by when we are so much engaged throughout the day. Therefore, I can only say, watch a little bit your time scheduling. Usually in the morning hours, sattva, or peace, calmness, patience, are much, much easier to come by than when the times morning and daytime is, that is passion, mode of passion is reigning supreme, or evening time when there is a laziness, therefore spiritual practices, that is tamagun. But I have something much more deeper to share with you. Chanting in a focused mood is almost like walking on a tight rope. It's very difficult to maintain patience, calmness, dedication to the practice. Therefore, you need a few security nets. When I was a child, I liked to go to the circus and watch especially these acrobats who were walking and dancing and jumping on the tightrope high under the tent of the circus. And in old times, they had these various security nets. So when we do spiritual practice in such a hectic time as Kali Yuga is, we might need some security nets so that if we fall from concentrated practice, we don't fall too deep. Security net is philosophy. You need to know about all these wonderful points regarding chanting. The second security net is your vows. You have given vows when you were taking the sacred initiation. And the third security net, the net which works when all other nets have ripped apart, is sangha or association. When we try to chant and we deal with a hectic mood, I had someone here in the room who had 5 times loud noises during the broadcast because he's in a hectic mood and does not even notice it any longer. When we try to keep our focus strong, then it is important that we have taste. But we can't always have taste because we have still some material attachments. Taste is very little. Then you need security nets. Read every day and you will find, wow, this is the greatest thing. When your appreciation for the chanting grows, then it will be easier also to be patient and wait for the result. It's just like when you wait for a super, super, super good doctor, then you don't mind to wait an extra half an hour. It is not a problem. Vows, remember vows, and also have association. Thank you. Now we come to Rukmini Priya Potta. Dear Maharaj, thank you so much for this series of life-giving classes on the living name. I'm in so much gratitude to you. One question in my heart is it still appropriate and possible to chant with absorption even when we are not peaceful? What do we do when we are in moments of anger, extreme agitation, pain, and other emotions? Can we still go up to our japa in authenticity, or should we try to leave those emotions behind and become peaceful when chanting and approaching the holy names? Wonderful question, wonderful question. You must know something about emotions. They rise from deep. Our, in Sanskrit you would say kama shayan. It's an unconscious area of you. They come up. And in combination with certain things, these energies, they are only energies. Emotion means motion, there's motion, energy comes up. Then it comes in contact with certain life situations and it turns into things which we call anger, disappointment, or restlessness, or whatever we call the emotion. So when you are a conscious person, you could try to first of all be aware of the emotion. I'm talking now about emotional healing, right? And then you can trace them back. It came because of this. And you can go deeper. The deepest place a person can go in order to dissolve these negative emotions is a place where one feels loved, a place where one feels gratitude, a place where one can feel acceptance, and that can be done in connection with Krishna. You are always loved there. You always can be grateful there. You are not disappointed there. So what you can do when you sit down and you have all these emotions, painful emotions, disturbed emotions, and so many other emotions, then sit just down and do a little bit emotional healing before. Because if you don't look at them, they are all the time with you in your japa practice. Just very quickly, it takes not much time. You can say, okay, I feel now this energy is moving up and moving in me. Let me sit down. Breathe in and out. And remember what I have forgotten. The Krishna loves me unconditionally. Krishna accepts me unconditionally. If it helps you to come to this place, read a prayer to Krishna, like in the Sharanagati prayers. And the moment you can contact this favorable emotion of being grateful, thankful, healed and cured in yourself, then that will dissolve the unfavorable one which is disturbing you. I think when one is totally upset and besides himself, he or she has two options. One is to go in the chanting and slowly it will dissolve if one can absorb his mind. If one can absorb his mind. If and only if one can absorb his mind or her mind. Or the other option is, one might find it's not so easy for me to absorb myself. I'm so disturbed now. Let me do some emotional healing by remembering from the storage of my memory that Krishna loves me. See, there's a big storage in you. It's called memory. And there is a process which the mind is able to do. It's called remembrance, where it accesses the storage and pulls out the favorable emotions. Collect favorable impressions. Collect favorable moments in your life. Collect these feelings which are not harmful, but which are favorable for your advancement, and replace the wrong or the harmful emotion with the right emotion. That's what may work on another level. Good. Many times I feel sleepy while chanting and resort to walking while chanting. Can you mention some tips of effective chanting while japa walk during early morning hours, especially when the sense of vision is exposed to material objects in the landscape? Yes, Prabhupada used to speak about this also. He said, in the evening, if I get tired, I walk and chant. If you are tired, then you also walk and chant, like I do. Sometimes, if I'm tired, I pace back and forth in the room. Simply in one room, you can do everything. If you are tired, you can also stand up and chant, like I do. You speak of japa walks in the beautiful nature. There is a tip. Listen very consciously, because this will teach you something new. The attention usually wanders when the eyes start to wander. Try to speak something concentrated by making like this. You can't do it. When the eyes are roaming around, the concentration is also roaming around. So when you do a walk, fix a point in the distance to which you are approaching, and just keep your vision fixed on that point, and you will see that you can almost achieve a state as if you are sitting in the svastyasana, asana or sitting posture that is recommended for japa. Almost the same, because your eyes are not wandering. I do this also, especially during these writing sessions. I'm now writing since a few weeks. I go every day out for a minimum of half an hour to 45 minutes and walk, and I also chant. So I walk, and then I see in the distance a lantern post. I fix my gaze there. And all the time as I'm approaching the lantern post, I have it fixed. Then I've reached it, then I look for another point in the distance and move towards that. It's just a help so that the eyes don't go like this. I think you get the idea. And that you can remain focused. It's a very ancient practice which is called traktaka. Fixing the gaze. We have in our movement these mantra cards where we look while we chant on the mantra cards. But when you walk, you just fix any other point in the nature. I have difficulty in setting up my sankalpa. I put too many things. Can you please give some guidance on how to do I set up my sankalpa so that I can focus? Thank you so much, Maharaj. Let me recommend you to work within the three takeaways which I gave you. They are either still in the comment section, or Abhishek in his beautiful and very astute summaries of these sessions will put them in. These are three points which I mentioned earlier, just to remind you. Set up a proper time, then pronounce distinctly and clearly, concentrate, and then enter a prayerful mood. The next question is how to develop a prayerful mood. When the heart is pure, it wishes only Krishna. When the heart is impure, it wishes so many things and cries so many tears when you get them or when you don't get them. To purify the heart, I recommend to you one thing. Associate with another pure heart. The pure heart I'm thinking of, with which we should associate, are our acharyas, who have written this most beautiful prayers that are imbued with devotion. Just go in these prayers, like today I had a prayer by Bhaktivinod Thakur. I remember it. He said, my heart cannot find satisfaction in this world any longer. I so much long for you, but how? Tell me how will I meet you? Oh, residents of Vrindavan, eternal servants of Krishna, please show me my dear Lord. Wonderful prayers. Good. I have still a few other questions, but I will pray that they will be answered to you. I need to now let me see. Can't read this, but announcement. I have prepared a takeaway in a PDF form called Entering Deep Japa for you. My assistants will upload it here on my Facebook page. Please take it for yourself and apply it to your chanting, because there's so much going on in my Facebook page. It will not stay there very long. So maybe it's already uploaded, or it will be uploaded right like here. It is here, you can see, Entering Deep Japa. These are six traditional mantras. Like one is meditating on the mala, one is when you take the mala, one is about the glory of the name, one is dedicating your nam yajna, and then what to do to conclude the japa, concluding prayers to the mala. They are quite well known in our tradition. I've seen them again and again in the houses of sincere chanters. It's a real treasure, Entering Deep Japa. You can download it. It's prepared for you in a beautifully way. Also, there are always notes prepared at the end of each session. They are made by a very accomplished film producer. So very good notes. Please find them from these sessions as well. And then we will offer something new. Oh, here you need to be attentive now. Because of the good feedback of all of you, I thought to offer a follow-up practice which will support you in your japa. This is the daily japa inspirations. What is that? They are starting tomorrow, June 1st, and they will be uploaded each day, another one, till the June 30th. The motto is listen, enter, dive deep. Where will you find them? You will find these daily posts on my Facebook page. Just follow the link there. It's only 3 minutes long per day, because you have no time. So 3 minutes you have. Listen to the inspirations and then follow the instructions that appeal to you. and apply them to your japa practice. And you might find, because it's really it's coaching, really on the job coaching, you will maybe find that you can enter this deeper area. Also new, since many of you have expressed how much support you have received from this online course, I wish to give once a month. Oh, good. I start to forget all these things. It's so many. Yes, committed myself. Once a month, there will be a living name seminar. Not four, only one. It will take place every last Sunday of the month. It will be also a 1.5-hour seminar with new insights and of course exercises and then question and answer. Please stay tuned in as we will announce these events on my Facebook page. So, this means our next Living Name seminar takes place when? Once a month at the last Sunday of the month, 28th of June. my God, so many more comes. You can re-watch all the previous sessions of the Living Name and the Kirtan Experience online courses on YouTube channel. It is available, you can see YouTube and so on. And please, Tuesday is coming. There is the Pandava Nirjal Ekadasi. Some of us can't even wait. We start already now, not eating anything and drinking anything. It's an Ekadasi. For those of you who are new to this tradition, Ekadasi happens twice a month. It's a particular astrological constellation that is extremely favorable for spiritual practice. So we will have on that Ekadasi an Ekadasi Kirtan live on Facebook, Tuesday, 2nd of June, 4:30 p.m. Central European Time. That's in 2 days actually. Also next Tuesday there is the Kirtan Experience online course, Part 7. Some of you have told me they can't find it. It's on Instagram, not on Facebook. It's from 8 to 8:45 Central European Time on Instagram Live. Yeah. Whew. So many announcements. This is the world of computer. We are changing, but let one thing not change. Let one simple thing be our anchor in this time and the coming time. That is, if we can just learn to chant with deep absorption, all spiritual progress, including your meeting with Krishna, will take place by this simple practice. I thank you all very much. It was a genuine pleasure. It's time to say goodbye for this session, but please don't forget, each last Sunday of the month, we will be together again, if you so desire. And don't forget to download this as well. I want to say my gratitude. Please come here, Gaur Krishna. I'm not alone in this. The one who was always invisible is here. Gaur Krishna, please say something.
It's been a great honor to be with all of you. And please come every last Sunday of each month.
Good, good, good. All the best then, and Hari Bol.